Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm and breezy morning across Israel today. Expect sunny skies over Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. Haifa will see some clouds, but no rain is expected. Eilat remains warm and clear. Here are today's headlines. First, according to France 24, at least 182 people died as Israel struck central Beirut earlier today. This follows Israel's statement that the Iran truce does not apply there. Also, Walla reports that leaders in northern Israel demand the disbanding of Hezbollah. They warn against the partial ceasefire as the IDF conducted strikes earlier this hour. Also this hour, Forward reports a fragile two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. Israel confirms the deal does not include Lebanon. Separately, according to JNS, Trump states Hezbollah in Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire deal with Iran. And finally, Reuters notes that the Strait of Hormuz is closed after Israeli Air Force actions against Hezbollah. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi, an observer, posted just minutes ago criticizing Tucker Carlson for misleading statements about Israel's actions in Beirut. OSINT 613, an open-source analyst, reports that Hezbollah fired rockets toward Israel, claiming a violation of the U.S.-Iran truce. Joyce Karam, a journalist, notes more Israeli airstrikes in Beirut as Vice President Vance urges restraint. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Beirut. According to France 24, Israeli strikes in central Beirut have resulted in a tragic toll of 182 lives lost. These strikes, occurring in the past hours, reflect Israel's stance that the ceasefire with Iran does not extend to Lebanon. This escalation highlights the ongoing regional tensions and the humanitarian impact on civilians. Turning to northern Israel, where Walla reports demands for clear action against Hezbollah, local leaders call for a complete dismantling of the group amidst continuous military operations in the region. The IDF's recent strikes emphasize the uncertainty surrounding ceasefire agreements. Residents near the border remain on high alert. Meanwhile, the Forward highlights a fragile ceasefire agreed between the U.S. and Iran. Israel continues its operations in Lebanon, indicating the ceasefire's limited scope. The decision not to extend the truce to Lebanon underscores the complexity of regional alliances and conflicts. This leaves the door open for further hostilities. On the diplomatic front, JNS reports that Trump clarified Hezbollah's exclusion from the ceasefire with Iran. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz following Israeli air actions reflects the strategic importance of the region. The situation remains tense, affecting global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Walla, a Tel Aviv resident's stolen gift card was used by a thief to purchase luxury bedding. This curious incident highlights consumer concerns over security. Separately, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Voltify has raised $30 million in a seed round. They aim to transform energy infrastructure with in-motion charging technology, targeting the diesel market. And finally, Israel Hayom notes major investments in Be'er Sheva's Beit Eshel area. Billions are being invested in infrastructure, enhancing the city's potential for growth and development. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.